Maine lobstermen's frustrations with proposed fishing regulations continued to boil over in Waldoboro last night. Some attended the second in a series of state presentations on proposed gear restrictions. Those restrictions aim to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale. The plan would require all boat owners to weave weak links into their ropes designed to help whales break free of deadly entanglements. And it would require offshore fishermen to add more traps per trawl line in an effort to reduce the amount of rope in the water.
This is not safe. You're thinking about a right whale, you're not thinking about us.
Frank Thompson, a Vinyl Haven lobsterman, told the Commissioner of Marine Resources, Patrick Kelleher, that inexperienced lobstermen would be killed using weaker ropes and unwieldy trawl lines. And like many there, he called for a more rigorous legal defense against the federal lawsuits being brought by conservation groups seeking more stringent gear changes.
You got the trap tag money, 10 cents from 19, what is it? 14, whatever it is. Where's all this money going? Stand up for us. Get a backbone. Fight.
But several in the audience, including Dave Cousins, the former president of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, defended Kelleher.
Is it perfect? No. But the hell no crowd we're not going to go is not going to carry the day with what we're facing. We have to deal with what we're facing. If you want New England fisheries or a judge to make the decision, then just do nothing. Because they will make it for you.
Kelleher is expected to approve one new rule today requiring that Maine lobstermen add purple markings to their gear by next September. Those markings would identify gear as lobster gear. The third and final forum on the proposals, the other proposals, is planned for tonight. That's going to be in South Portland.